Hey, this is Sean Kleisinger. Did you know the first ever Labor Day Classic between the Riders and Bombers took place way back in 1949? The Riders came away with a 20-9 victory. Saskatchewan leads the all-time Labor Day Series 37-18.
Just about to get underway here in the third quarter. The Riders with a 16-10 lead on the Bombers. And the Labor Day Classic, three turnovers for the Riders so far, one for the Bombers, but the Riders with the advantage in yards. 71 passing yards from the Bombers so far. Luke, I don't want to tell lies, but 71 is about what I thought the Bombers would have for the game, but maybe I wasn't ready for the adjustments that the Bombers would make, knowing what they would have to do.
Yeah, both coordinators, offensively and defensively, throwing counterpunches that entire second quarter in an effort to offset some of the things that were going well in the first quarter for both teams. I would expect that to continue. And to be to look forward here into the second half, I think the Bombers got the Riders right where they want them. They need to stay close. They are right now. The longer this game stays close, the more opportunity there is for having one big play be the reason for a loss or a win. And that actually favors the Bombers, because if they need three or four big plays, they're not going to get it done.
Yeah.
But if they only require one, they can get lucky on one of these deals, right? So
now
it's going to be an interesting second half.
If you were Coach McAdoo, if you were Coach Walsh, what did you tell Cody at halftime? He had the one bad interception, but some pretty good plays outside of that.
I would tell Cody that he did a good job settling down and feeling things out, and that needs. And I would say that that needed to continue. I'd tell him that we're going to throw some protection in there. The screens and draw games are still going to be a factor in which we can lean on. So just stay composed, stay level-headed. Don't tell yourself stories out there, right? And just go out there and execute. Do your job. Fit yourself within the rest of the 11 guys that are out there with you, and we should be okay.
And don't reverse spin when you're trying to leave the pocket.
Well,
it worked a couple times, but it got you plastered by Anthony Gator.
Yeah, and what they're doing, Richie Hall has thrown that blitz there a few times now.
Yeah.
To counter that. And what they're also probably saying is, hey, guys, when you are the blitzing guy off the edge, always focus on the upfield shoulder, because if you focus on the upfield shoulder, guys, he's not going to be able to spin out.
Brett Lowther kicking off from the 35-yard line. It'll be Lucky Whitehead at his 12. Right on the numbers, 20. Working back to the right, 25, 30, 35. Whitehead dangerous, and he will be wrestled down. Jacob Dearborn has him at the 40-yard line. That is where the Bombers will start, first and 10. They will move right to left here in the third quarter. The Riders defense left to right. 63-yard kickoff with a 28-yard return from Whitehead.
A large hole opened up right on the west hash mark for the Bombers. Fortunately, it was filled at the end of that play.
The west hash mark really threw me there for a second. I had to do my never-eat-shredded wheat mnemonic.
So did I. That's why I was careful.
A.C. Leonard, Micah Johnson, Mac Henry, and Charleston Hughes across the board. Haven't said Charleston Hughes' name before that moment right there. First and 10, Bombers. Four receivers wide. One will stay in the block. Handed off to Augustine. Turned back inside by Hughes, right into A.C. Leonard, just across the 40 for minimal gain.
Yeah, and now what you're seeing is the Riders are starting to commit a little bit more. They've got to be careful, because what the Bombers did there is they ran Nick Dembski into the formation, and he went with the motion. But what's going to happen is they're going to turn that back out on play action when the time is right, and Nick Dembski might find himself open in the flats, or more importantly, Strever might be running with open space.
Dembski is the third receiver to the wide side. Darvin Adams in the slot to the boundary. No targets and no catches as of yet. Riders show blitz, bring five. Strebler across, and it's caught by Darvin, though not intended for Darvin. I can't believe at the 55 for the first down. I'm almost certain it was intended for Nick Dembski.
Yeah, Darvin lost himself behind Solomon Elamimi, and what he did is he faked an out route. Solly got his eyes caught in the backfield, and then he snuck right onto the inside of Solomon's shoulder for a 14-yard gain and a first down.
This segment of the game for Capital Auto Mall and Young's Equipment. Curious to know who Strebler really intended that pass for, but it was Darvin's first catch. He's solo to the boundary side here. Little fake to flip. Strebler on a roll, throwing for Augustine 3 yards ahead of him and incomplete.
And this was a dialed-up call, because Enum had the quarterback this entire way. As soon as he saw Strebler moving away from the formation, he fired himself to Strebler's upfield shoulder, and forced a bad throw. And second and 10.
And good to have Edom back in the game after what looked like a right arm injury late in the first half of this one.
Also, LJ McCray's back in the fold.
Yes. Yeah, the regular starting 12 on the field right now for the Riders for second and 10. Left hash mark. Ball right on the midfield stripe. Solomon shows blitz and backs out. Four-man rush. Strebler looking to set up a screen. Just has to throw it into the dirt. Incomplete. And it'll be third down. A.C. Leonard in on him.
Well, Charleston Hughes is up to the boundary. He spins, and when he spins, he actually spins to the inside right into Johnny Augustine, who's trying to get himself out of the formation to catch the screen pass. So the spin not only worked on the lineman, but it also screwed up the entire screen play for the Blue Bombers. What a play by Charleston Hughes.
Beautifully done, yes. Strebler had no option other than to just fire it into the dirt, take his lumps. Now third and 10 from the 55. See what Medlock can do with this. He's put 20 kicks inside the 20, 6 kicks inside the 10. The lefty awaits. High snap, no problem. Wobbling kick, he turns it left to right. Beautifully done, bounces, and Thigpen at the 20. With not much room to roam, he's got three Bombers on top of him. So Medlock gets the job done. The 24-yard line is where the Riders will take over. First and 10. Let's go down to the field for Michael Ball. Ballsy?
Hey, guys. Riders coming out of the half, and even though the intensity is at large, no injury, so that's good. No injuries through one half of football.
Yes, that is very good to hear.
Ballsy, except for Michael Ball.
He's still recovering.
Man, I'm so proud of Ballsy on his birthday, because that gash he's got on his leg right now, DT, it's a deep one.
All right. For Ritchie Brothers, thinking of selling, book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells regardless of price. First play of the second half for the Riders. Four receivers to the short side. Fake the handoff, gun it, slant to Shaq Evans at the 31. He is tackled immediately by Chandler Fenner after a pickup of 6, maybe 7.
Oh, and a little bit of hesitation in that quick slant. They had Shaq, but it looked like Cody was throwing it, but he didn't put 100% on it. I know Chandler Fenner's a good DB, but the minute you start doubting how much mustard you need to put on the throw, that's when it'll be picked, not the other way around.
Second and 4 now. Shaq will be the wide receiver to the wide side of the field. Willie Jefferson lined up over Dakota Shepley in this formation. He's handled. Fajardo rolls into Jefferson. Complete to Naaman at the 36. Straight up field, and that's good for a Rider first down. Forced out at the 42.
Yeah, Willie Jefferson gets off Thad Coleman's block really easily, gets upfield, and hits Cody Fajardo as he's looking to get out to Naaman Roosevelt. But again, he had thrown the ball already, and Naaman just doing a good job of being patient and not running himself into coverage.
Extra lineman in the game, it's Braden Schramm and Albert Awachi as well. Both those guys to the left. Naaman and Manny back to the right. Bombers respond by putting 6 on the line of scrimmage. And everyone's coming. Play action. Naaman on a slant and bumped by Winston Rose at the 50. Incomplete. It'll be second down.
Unfortunately, Fajardo just wasn't able to step into this throw. He was getting hit at the same time as he was trying to deliver the ball. And it got to Naaman, but not quite the way that Naaman would have wanted it. Good job by Winston Rose covering it up as well. Second and 10 for the Riders.
Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Search it, watch it, bid on it, buy it at McDougalBay.com and on the McDougal Bay app. Three receivers to the short side again for second and 10. Showing blitz. Here comes 6. Fajardo. It's picked up by Powell. Come through it in behind Naaman trying to get something, but he and Naaman not on the same page. It's incomplete, and it'll be third down.
Yeah, I think that Fajardo was just expecting Naaman to sit down on the C right in the middle of the field. Unfortunately, Naaman started gravitating towards the inside, towards the mosaic sign, and that's why the throw was errant. Now we got Ryan here with the opportunity to really put his leg into the ball as he punts this.
From his 42, Janarian Grant standing just outside his own 15-yard line. Riders faking like they're going to protect their release 4, and Ryan nukes one. Grant back to his own 5-yard line. Beautifully done. 63 yards in the air. Flag down in the area of holding. And Grant is down before the 15-yard line. John Ryan with a fantastic punt as we go to break. 16-10, Riders with the lead. 10:30 remains in the third quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 10:30 remaining in the third quarter. Was it Dan Clark's son on the kiss cam?
Yeah. Got a little smooch from mama.
Anyway, first and 10. It was an illegal block against the Bombers on the punt return. So the crowd is live because it's first and 10 at the 6-yard line. Left hash mark, a bunch formation to the right. Derek Moncrief is the field corner on this play. Strebler pumps, he's going deep for Darvin Adams. Two men in coverage, and that ball overshot by 5 yards and incomplete.
Yeah, they were looking for this the whole way. Darvin Adams trying to streak down the sideline. Ed Gainey was also acting as a safety, but Strebler didn't give Darvin Adams a chance to compete for the ball anyways by putting it about 5 yards in front of him. Second and 10.
Oh.
This play's about to get loud because the Bombers are on the 6.
And the Bombers gave up a safety earlier in the game. This could be 2 more points. If this goes right for Agco and Sasktel, second and 10, Darvin will be the boundary wide receiver with Lucky Whitehead in the slot. So their standard 3x2 formation. Riders showing 7. They bring 7. Throwing it up for Nick Dembski. And there's going to be a pass interference flag as Derek Moncrief ran right through him at the 40-yard line. Moncrief taking the penalty instead of getting burned. And that'll be a first down for the Bombers.
Jason Shivers.
We had him backed up, so we wanted to be aggressive. We were trying to score some points as a defense, so we were in a zero coverage in that one. And Strebler just got the ball off. It was a floating duck, and Moncrief didn't know. He had his back turned to the quarterback, so in his mind, he said, you know what, I'm just going to take the PI, which is something that we do coach him on, and he doesn't commit a lot of those fouls. And I was okay with that one. I wish he would have just turned around and caught the interception, but you know, I understood where he was coming from in the moment.
Yeah, Dembski's to the right of the formation, just runs a little seam route down the middle, gives an inside fake that Moncrief might have bit on, but unfortunately, the Bombers, new breath of life here thanks to the pass interference call.
And Moncrief immediately just put up a finger, said, yep, that was me, that's mine, I'll take it, and it's first down, 34-yard penalty. First and 10 from the 38-yard line are the Bombers now. Well, that's how you get out of a hole.
Yeah.
You throw it up into single coverage, and it works out. Dembski's in a bunch formation to the left this time. Riders, 4 men on the line. They will hand it off to Johnny Augustine. He is caught immediately. Micah finished him off. Couldn't see if it was Mac Henry who got him first, yeah. But that defensive line swallows him up for almost no gain.
Yeah, Mac Henry does a good job of searching out the ball carrier in and amongst all the traffic. Gets in it, and then Micah Johnson adds to it after. Second and 9 for the Bombers now. More pressure, DT?
It didn't go real well in the last time. Let's go 4-man rush here with 9 minutes to go. Just 4, makes Strebler pick a hole on second and long. Not very long, but long. They show 4.
They're coming.
They bring 6. Strebler, pressure. They got to him, he escaped. Here's some trouble now. 40, 45, Strebler 50. And if you can't make the tackle, Strebler burned him for an 11-yard gain and a first down.
And we talked about our keys. This is good end discipline. Like, everything is set up perfectly here. Micah Johnson just whiffs.
Oh, he had an arm on
Micah
him, too.
Micah Johnson making his return. Could have been the hero here. Instead, he's the GOAT, because now the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are on their 53.
And that would have been Micah's first sack of the year, and we could have all stopped talking about why doesn't Micah have a sack. Instead, it's a 14-yard scramble from Strebler. Oddly enough, not a guy who scrambles a ton. Not just his 7th of the year, but first and 10, 53-yard line. Pulls it from Augustine. This is a designed run. He's caught immediately. Well played by Charleston Hughes.
And this is what we talked about. Defensive end discipline with their eyes. The offensive line goes down and away from Charleston Hughes, and he stays on the line of scrimmage, doesn't get caught, and doesn't overcommit. He's able to get upfield shoulder, come up with a sack against Chris Strebler. Great eye discipline from number 39.
Hey, it's DT again. One big number here is two. Because of a quirk in the CFL stats, Charleston gets credit for a sack on what was clearly a running play. He was one of two guys to get two sacks on run plays last season. In all, there were 19 such plays league-wide. Now, even if it's not exactly correct to call it a sack, who's going to tell that to Charleston's face?
Yeah, wasn't distracted by the other receiver that was going out his way. Beautifully done. So second and 11 from the 52. Just under 8 to go in the second. Three receivers to the short side, two to the wide. Riders showing four. Here come two more. They bring six. Flag down. Strebler gunning. Intended and completed to Wolitarski at the 42. He rolls forward to the 41. Pending the flag, this would be a Bombers first down. Ed Gainey thinks it's on the Bombers.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. They might have gotten LeVar Edwards for lining up in the neutral.
One, number 95.
Yeah.
The penalty's declined.
Yeah.
First down.
That was a fantastic play by Wolitarski, who had to dive and catch that slant. And now, I mean, look at this. Where did this drive start, DT?
On the six.
The six?
Yep. So they've gone now
18
to the 40.
Yards.
Yeah, 18 on yards that in that play. 64 yards in this drive so far. First down, Bombers. Again, three receivers to the short side. Micah Tite's creeping up to the offense's left. They'll run that way with Johnny Augustine. Cuts back. Got by Charbel DeBeer, and then Ed Gainey finishes him off. Flag down very late. Play stopped at the 37-yard line after a pickup of about four. And an official in the back threw the flag.
Major foul. Face mask. Saskatchewan number 3. 15-yard penalty. Automatic. First down.
Nick Marshall for a 15-yard penalty.
This just continues to go downhill on Winnipeg's first possession of the second half. And again, we talked about the fact that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers came in here as the least penalized team in the league.
Yeah.
And now you're starting to see the Riders again. 168 yards last game. They've given up some crucial yardage here and penalties already this second half.
Just inside the 22-yard line and just over 7 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. The Bombers down six. A chance to take the lead on the Riders. First and 10. Four receivers wide. They'll throw the screen that way. Lucius Purifoy hit him right in the numbers. Purifoy ate that screen up. It's another interception. And it's down to the 30-yard line. It's like Strebler turned and threw it without realizing that jersey was green and not white.
Jason Shivers, I can't get over how smart a play that was by Purifoy.
He was supposed to be blitzing, and he was the quarterback blitzer. He was responsible for the quarterback. And as he was blitzing, he made a hell of a football play and picks off the bubble screen. So, I mean, you know, that's one of my top plays from the season, along with, you know, some of Moncrief's and Judge's hits on the quarterback.
Yeah, we didn't know that Strebler signed a one-day contract to be a Saskatchewan Rough Rider. But what he does here is he panics. He's committed to the play no matter what he sees. Strebler, you won't get it any easier than that.
And we thought we had easy picks last week.
Yeah.
Riders with the turnover. They take over when we return. Up 16-10 here in the third on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. 6:51 remains in the third quarter. The Riders, with their second interception of the game, take over first and 10 just outside their own 30-yard line. Luke, as bad as those first two interceptions from Dominic Davis were last week, that one from Strebler might be as bad as I've ever seen.
Well, they called the play, and Strebler came out with his mind made up that he was going to throw this ball to Nip Dembski because that's what he was being asked to do. Unfortunately, he forgot there's 12 other green jerseys out there, and this isn't practice or flag football.
Purifoy, he was literally standing there, just standing there. Like you say, aborted his blitz or his responsibility and just took it away. Fajardo, first and 10, guns to Naaman, sliding back to the 34. They'll give him the 35 and a pickup of four.
Well, now it's Richie Hall's turn to zero blitz. They got one more on the line of scrimmage than Saskatchewan's able to block. But Cody Fajardo reads it really well, turns away, throws to his hot route, which in this case was Naaman Roosevelt. And it is second and about, looks like a long six, about five or six.
Naaman, I believe that's six now for 61 yards. He'll be in the slot to the short side of the field. They'll empty it out again, so the Bombers will bring five. Fajardo gunning, caught by Powell at the 42, on the roll, 50. It's a first down for William Powell after a pickup of 17.
Well, the Riders take William Powell out of the running back spot, and they get the mismatch they want. Powell on Adam Big Hill. He runs a quick little out route at 5 yards and loses Big Hill. First down for the Riders after a big gain. They'll be starting this one on the 51.
Let's go down to Michael Ball on the sidelines. Ballsy?
Guys, you can't defend that. What a great catch out of the backfield. Just turns the hands over, makes a great catch, and that's why they signed that guy.
Absolutely. Tight end formation and the H-back. Again, Schramm and Awachi, they are to the field side here. Fake the handoff. Fajardo pump fakes. He's going down for Naaman Roosevelt on Rose. And Rose picked him off at the 30. Winston Rose step for step with Naaman Roosevelt. And a league-leading seventh interception on the season.
This was a great play by Winston Rose. I really admire this play. First of all, Naaman tries to fake him with an inside slant. And he doesn't buy any of it. And then when Naaman tries to explode and get down the sideline, he can't. And Winston Rose, again, like you alluded to, seven interceptions now on the year. We're seeing a turnover battle.
Yep.
And we know that the team that gets the most points off turnovers in this battle is 24-0.
The Riders took it away, and then they gave it back. 5:52 remaining in the third quarter. They have a 16-10 lead. We will return to Mosaic Stadium on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 5:52 left in the third quarter. Riders with a 16-10 lead, but just have given up their second interception of the game. Thank you to Vaderstad, McDougal Auctioneers, and Redhead Equipment. I wonder if Cody sold that pump fake enough. It was a very casual pump fake.
The problem was that Naaman didn't sell it. Yeah, right? Naaman's not the shiftiest guy. Naaman's a smart football player, but he's not going to outquick you. And it wasn't the greatest fake. And when you're a guy like Winston Rose, you're just waiting for those giveaways, and that was one of them.
Seven interceptions on the season to go with six pass knockdowns. First and 10, they hand it off to Nick Dembski in the backfield. Dembski doesn't have a lot of room to roam. He got across the 30, so that'll be a pickup of two or three. Someone trying to give the business to Micah Johnson at the 35.
Derek Moncrief got in. They saw the A-gap opened up for Nick Dembski to run through, but Derek Moncrief filled it quickly, got some first contact on it. They only come up with about three there, or four. It's recorded as a second and 7 now.
Just saw Micah Johnson and the rookie Drew Desjarlais were the ones getting into it. The rookie, maybe not knowing what he'd bitten off, or maybe to his credit, didn't care. Second and 7 as we get down to about the 5-minute mark. Three receivers wide. Bombers rush 4. Riders rush 4. Strebler caught down. Sacked from the edge. Is it? Was it? Charleston Hughes, number 11.
Charleston, you ran right through right guard Jeff Gray in this situation. What do you feel when you're matched up against a rookie?
Man, anytime I see a rookie line up across from me, I'm licking my chops. I feel like it's new, fresh meat to me. And I know that, okay, all the other offensive linemen that I go up against in this league, you know, they kind of got a beat on what I do best. Although they still can't stop it, but they have a beat on it. So when it comes down to where I'm facing a rookie, I'm lights out. I'm excited because I'm thinking about all the new stuff that he hasn't seen yet. And I know rookies, they kind of get all jacked up to play against me because they know that they're going against the best. So I got to own up to my reputation.
We talked about Charleston Hughes getting back into the race now that Micah Johnson's back. It's a perfect example. They're running a little stunt. Micah Johnson's to the outside, and the guard is so concerned about Micah coming back into the fold, into the middle of the formation, that he sort of lets Charleston Hughes go a little bit, and next thing you know, Hughes is surfing on the green mosaic turf, and it is 3rd and 12 for the Bombers.
And for the fourth time this season, Micah missed a sack by that much because someone got there a fraction earlier. QB sack brought to you by Mako. Had a collision of your own, want to get it perfect again? Better get Mako. Justin Medlock, that punt did not go particularly well for him. Kyron Moore at the 46. He's caught immediately by Exume. The 46 makes that a 37-yard punt, and that's great for the Riders to begin 1st and 10 with 4:05 remaining, holding a 6-point lead. We will take a break. Commercial time, 16-10. Riders, when we return, they've got the ball on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 4:05 left in the third quarter. Riders with a 16-10 lead and pretty good field position to begin this drive. first and 10 from their own 48-yard line. Naaman Roosevelt, the leader in catches, 6 for 61 yards now. A nice day for him. Shaq Evans, 5 for 69 and the touchdown. Riders offense able to do some things against this Bomber defense, but a couple of picks from Fajardo giving him 6 on the year, and very different picks, but picks nonetheless, and the Riders losing the turnover battle.
Yeah, Fajardo came into this game with a streak of 129 passes without throwing an interception. And obviously, as soon as we said that in the pregame show, we knew that he was about to throw a pick because we jinxed him.
Three receivers wide, 2 to the short side, including Albert Awachi. They'll now move Powell out and empty out the backfield. Bombers have responded with blitzes. They won't hear. They'll bring 4, but pressure off the edge from Willie. Turns it right into Steven Richardson, and that is a sack. Willie got it started, and the interior guys finished it off for a big loss.
Yeah, and this is a fantastic job. I think it's Sheldon Richardson or Steven Richardson of keeping to the upfield shoulder. He spins out on Willie Jefferson, but because Richardson's able to leverage the upfield shoulder of Cody Fajardo, Fajardo can't get to the outside, and he ends up getting tackled for a huge loss. That's 13 yards the Riders just gave up.
And even if Richardson didn't get him, Drake Nevis was going to. So beautifully done by the Bombers there. Second and 23 now from their 35 are the Riders. Three-man front. Fajardo looking to the field, gunning. It's caught by Naaman at the 43. If he can make some tackles, miss. 45 to the 50, so he's back just past the original line of scrimmage. That's good field position by Naaman. Still a punt, but from 16 yards farther upfield.
Yeah, they'll still be punting, but again, this play was entirely tilted to the Blue Bombers' favor because all they had to do was make sure nobody got behind them, and they knew they could rally down and make tackles on anybody who caught the ball before the first down marker.
So John Ryan on to punt in that danger zone between the 50s. He's certainly got the potential to put this one into the end zone. Got to be wary of Janarian Grant. On the return, Ryan hammers it. You hear the ooh from the crowd. Grant at his 6 fields it. Purifoy turns him back 10. Right into Deshaun Davis. Beautifully done by the Riders punt team. Grant down inside his own 15-yard line. They're going to net at least 45 off of that. 45 yards exactly. 54-yard punt and a 9-yard return.
Well, this is just a good job. Ooh. Everybody does their job on this kick cover. You got Purifoy and Cam Judge being the guys who are able to be aggressive towards the ball carrier. And you've got guys like Deshaun Davis who understand they're the last man contained. All they have to do is push everything back into the inside. That's what happened. And the Bombers, because of it, will start on the 15.
To the field for Michael Ball. Ballsy?
You know, the guy with concussion problems like Naaman Roosevelt, Luke, I didn't like that last play where he dips his head like that. Mm. Kind of get scared when you see that.
Yeah, when he was still 8 yards short, right? That's a good point, Ballsy. 2:04 remaining here in the third. First and 10 from the 15. They'll hand it off to Augustine. Not much room for him. He runs right into Charleston Hughes and down after a pickup of maybe a couple.
And what starts this off is Augustine sees Micah Johnson and Mac Henry, or Charbel DeBeer, excuse me, flashing across his face because they're not off the line of scrimmage like he wants them to be. End result is they run right into Charleston Hughes' outstretched arms, and it's 2nd and 7 again in the beehive that is Mosaic Stadium.
You can hear it. The fans want it. They want the 2 and out. Rider showing 4. Blitz coming. There's 6 flagged down, and there was time left on the play clock, so someone got an early start on this one.
Yep. Might be the Bombers here. Doesn't look like the Riders lined up offside this time.
Procedure, yep. Winnipeg number 51. 5-yard penalty remains 2nd down.
Right tackle Jamarcus Hardrick. Ballsy with the sideline report for Ritchie Brothers. Thinking of selling? Book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells, regardless of price. LeVar Edwards off. AC Leonard back on for what is now 2nd and 12 from the Bombers' 13-yard line. What's their 2nd and long play going to be?
We've seen zone and three-man rush once this game. So they're trying mix it up. I think they'll pressure here, though.
They show 4. Judge creeping in on the right. 7 coming. Strebler dumps it off underneath the Lawler. Tackle missed at the 20. Always going to run for a long way. 35, 40. Ganey better make this tackle. And LJ McCray came all the way from the field side to get it. That is a massive pickup. 37 yards when it should have been stopped. Way short.
Jason, an open field tackle goes awry. And here it costs you guys 31 extra yards.
We coach our guys to be unafraid to miss when they're coming in to try to make tackles, because the other 11 guys should be running to the football and helping you as well. On that particular play, his angle, Lawler broke his angle, and Ed Ganey should have had his eyes back and should have been breaking on the football. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just a combination of things there, and those are great coaching points.
Two missed tackles, and again, if the Riders are blitzing, what that does is it puts the Saskatchewan Rough Riders secondary in man coverage. We saw two missed tackles on Lawler. Next thing you know, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are at their 50. They've done a great job responding to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders here early in this third quarter, and especially against the stuff. But Saskatchewan just keeps shooting themselves in the foot.
And you talk about inside the 20, both for and against is so important. They've done a great job of getting out of that zone, have the Bombers. Four receivers wide, four-man rush. Strebler pressure from the back. He's going to scramble away from Charleston, 55, and slides down just inside Rider territory. Strebler turns pressure into a pickup of about seven.
There's nothing available downfield. Charleston Hughes supplying pressure coming off the right side on a great move on Stanley Bryant. Unfortunately, the rest of the defensive line, they get convoluted right on the mosaic sign, and that's what gives Strebler the edge and an alleyway to get out of there.
As Darvin Adams takes a long, long walk back to the huddle, probably wondering why he's running so many deep routes when he's just not getting thrown the ball down there. Second and three from the Rider 53. Four receivers to the right. Charleston wanted a jump. They'll hand it to, keep it to Strebler, pardon me, 55 and down to the 40-yard line.
Jason Shivers, on a scale from zero to total pain in the ass, how hard is it to work against a running quarterback?
Total pain in the ass, if I can say that word. So, but yes, it's, because every time you make a call, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, okay, is this the quarterback run series here? I mean, you know, they had that option to, at any point in time, just go into their quarterback run series and not have to sub at that point. So it wasn't like you had a heads up, like, oh, here he comes. Okay, let's change our calls.
Charleston pre-snap wanted somebody for a flinch.
Yeah.
Didn't get it, and they ran right away from him. And that is the end of the third quarter. Pardon me, Luke. We'll address Charleston's woes when we return. Fourth quarter is upon us. Riders with a 6-point lead, but Bombers driving on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Riders with a 16-10 lead here as the fourth quarter is upon us. Riders defending right to left. The Bombers moving left to right. And this drive has taken them to the Riders' 40-yard line, first and 10.
Missed tackles,
yes.
Penalties.
Ooh.
Right now, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are looking for ways to shoot themselves in the foot. If this continues, they'll lose. The Bombers have them right where they want, within striking distance and starting to chip away.
This is a surprise to the point where it doesn't seem right. The Riders with 6 penalties for 65 yards. The Bombers with 8 penalties for 80 yards. That does not at all feel like how it's gone. Those are the numbers from the CFL, so that's a surprise to hear.
Oh, they've been wrong before.
Nick Dembski wide to the right. Darvin Adams wide to the left. First and 10. Ball in the middle of the field. Fake the end around to Whitehead. Strebler up the middle. Drops his head, and he'll keep pushing across the 35 to about the 33-yard line. So Strebler's got 6 or 7 here on first down.
Yeah, quarterback draw using big Jamarcus Hardrick and Jeff Gray is pulling offensive linemen to the left side. It opens up quite a bit of room there for Strebler to put his head down and just run forward. Second and 4. Huge down here for the Riders.
Yeah, need a stop here. They're already well into Medlock field goal range. Strebler talking to Dembski, who will be in a bunch formation to the left. Riders showing 4. They'll fake it. It's quarterback draw again. Caught immediately. Oh, he broke away from the tackle. Micah had him. Did they bring him down in time? Micah had him and lost him. Strebler wormed away. He needs the 30, and it looks like he's a hair short.
Oh, and they'll be going for this surely, I would think. But again, missed tackles.
Yep.
Micah Johnson makes this tackle initially, but his feet die. He doesn't drive like he should be. His feet die on contact, and Strebler continues his feet going forward.
Field goal team on. Wow. So they're a yard and a ball length short, and they're going to kick a field goal. That is a real surprise to me with Chris Strebler. But much encouraged for me.
Why? It looks like they're starting to make them make their way on defense.
Oh,
here
you go. They fake it. Strebler is now going under center. Medlock splits out, and Strebler will push the pile. And that's why I figured you'd go for it, because he's well across the 30 and the Bombers first down. Mind games.
And what is the threatening part of that is the Winnipeg's actually done that before, to where they get down there and they throw the ball. And
yes,
they had to look. They had two wide receivers to the boundary side and only one defensive back over there in coverage. So if they would have thrown it, they would have gotten a little bit more than the sneak. But either way, it's first down on the 30.
Yeah, Strebler was the top-rated deep ball passer in the league last season because of the plays that you talk about, where you fake we're going to just punch it up, or it's a fake field goal. We're going to sneak this. No, I go over the top. Ryan Langford was an example. They hit him for big gains. They're still alive. First and 10 now at the Rider 30. Can they get a turnover? Adams going to blitz, as is Elamimian. Held up nicely. That's going to be a holding call. Strebler just throwing it away. Incomplete. So much blitzing from Shivers. And the penalty will go against the Bombers.
Get a hold call here, and it's the right call. Again, we talked about it in the keys of the game. Blitz pressure up the middle and defensive ends containing the quarterback. A lot of the times they've done that, or when they've done that, it's been successful for them.
I wonder if they're going to get Nick Dembski for this one off the edge. And there, did he signal a roughness call as well? Thank you to John signaling that that pass did not get back to the line of scrimmage, so an intentional grounding coming as well. All of that, pile it on if you're a Rider fan. Luke and I in the broadcast booth while we have a moment for McDougal Auctioneers. Search
holding.
It, watch it, bid on it.
For 59, that penalty's declined. We have intentional grounding, Winnipeg number 17. They'll accept that penalty, it will be second down.
You absolutely accept that penalty all day long. Search it, watch it, bid on it. Buy it at McDougalBay.com and on the McDougal Bay app. That is an enormous loss of 14. Second end. It says 28 on the board, but it looks like 24.
Watch the screen or a draw here against pressure.
They're at the outer limits of Medlock's field goal range. They'd like some yards, so the Riders would love a sack. And there's the draw play to Augustine, and it's swallowed up immediately. Yeah. Derek Moncrief with a sure tackle. And this will be a 52 or 53-yard field goal attempt.
Yeah, the reason why I called the draw or the screen is because that's what Lapo's been using to try to counter the Riders' pressure at times, and he knew that it was probably a good spot for the Riders to throw pressure at him. Medlock here will be punting. They're playing
wow.
a field position game. I like this. They're going to say, hey, defense, go get us the ball back. We're going to try to pin him deep.
That is a stunner to me, because Medlock has hit, as we mentioned earlier, 6 from 50-plus, and he's going to punt on what would have been a 53-yard attempt. Left hash mark. Kyron Moore is on the boundary side. Where will Medlock go? He just hangs it up. Wobbling kick taken at the 13. 15-yard line. First man down has got him. The fans say, hey, he was within 5 yards on that one. They play field position, and for the moment, it worked out. For Nutrien and Agco, we're going to break. 11-18 remains here in the Labor Day Classic. Riders with a 16-10 lead on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. Eleven-18 left in the Labor Day Classic. Riders with a 6-point lead, starting with their worst field position of the game so far. They'll go first and 10 from their own 17. Luke, why did you like the punt there and not the field goal?
Because the Riders have given up the ball a couple of times. They've stalled considerably in terms of their ability to move the ball. So again, you pin them back here, you play the field position game, but more importantly, you leave your secondary out there. Perhaps they get a turnover and score with it.
Yeah, and when you think that Coach LaPolice of the Bombers knows he has the most prolific 50-yard field goal kicker in the history of the CFL, he really believes this is the way to go, and the Riders would really like a long drive to, one, eat up some of this clock and turn the tables on that particular play. Shaq and Naaman to the short side. Marcus Thigpen, Manny Arsenault, Justin McInnes are the receivers to the wide side. Powell, the lone setback. Now Thigpen goes into the backfield as well. Fake it to Thigpen. The flat to Powell and thrown a little far. Tried to get it around Willie Jefferson, who is a troublemaker, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, they ran this look the last time, and this time they actually get Jefferson on the island, and they're hoping Jefferson continues to go with Powell, but he doesn't. What he does is he makes contact a little bit with Powell and then stays in Fajardo's area. It gets the throw off, and now it's second and 10. So right now, I mean, if they get this conversion or they don't get the conversion, it was a good call by Winnipeg.
Willie's going to line up in the middle. He faked like he was going outside. Now after the stutter count, Fajardo resets, and we'll see where Willie goes. He's in as kind of a backer. He'll now go right over top of the center, and he'll come very slowly. Fajardo guns it for Kyron Moore. Incomplete. Jeff Hecht helped force the incompletion. You wonder how tentative Moore was going across the middle, and it'll be third down, and Hecht needs a moment to get up.
Receivers coach Travis Moore, that seems to be a tough ask for Kyron, but then again, I guess that's part of the job, right?
Gotta be fearless, because you gotta understand, like I used to tell saying, I remember when I played, that ball has to mean something to you. So whatever in life that you respect the most, make that ball that saved a guy, loves money. I used to say, oh, hey, pitcher has a bag of money, and you don't want to drop that ball.
Well, Kyron Moore, he was gonna need a moment if he caught this football. Lucky Kyron Moore maintains or keeps his ribs. They were running a little post from left to right, and Hecht is still down. So obviously it took more out of him than it did out of Kyron Moore.
Yeah, and I mean, that was a beautifully placed hit from a safety, right? He hit Kyron right in the back, but you wonder if he got a little too much of his head into that one, as from the side or a neck problem. But yeah, he's down on the field, and we take an injury break in the injury report for WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. We're at 10:40 remaining here in the fourth quarter for Quality Tire and Seedmaster, and the Riders hold a 16-10 lead, Luke, in a game that it's only 26 points, but, okay, totally biased here. This has been endlessly entertaining. One, from there's been some good plays, but two, the strategy back and forth between these coaches.
Seen a lot of counter punches being thrown. Nobody's thrown a haymaker yet, but again, it's 10:40 left in this game, so that haymaker can still be thrown. Again, a lot of these games, especially when you get into that the last third of the year and those final six games, they're going to be one possession ball games. So you've really got to come out there, focus on ball security and execution. That's the big thing. Riders have not been executing on defense in terms of making tackles and getting Winnipeg off the field, even though they came in as the number one team versus second down conversions.
John Ryan standing at his own 3-yard line. He's got a chance to unleash one here on third and 10. And Ryan, a wobbling kick, well short of what the Bombers thought. Grant has to go up to get it at his own 53. There'll be a 5-yard, no yards, and he won't get much after that. Then a late flag as well. This could set up the Bombers, unfortunately, well in Rider territory. We will clear up the penalties when we return. 10:19 remains here in the fourth quarter. Riders with a 6-point lead on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Where there is 10:39 remaining here at Mosaic Stadium, Riders with a 6-point lead. A hold on the return goes against the Bombers, which is great news for the Riders. First and 10 from the Bombers' 47-yard line. So 41 yards, the 5-yard no yards against the Riders, the holding penalty against Winnipeg. So yes, Winnipeg first and 10 from its own 47-yard line, which for them is some of their best field position of the day. Is it in fact their best field position? Wow. So far. We need you, Rider fans, wherever you are. 33,500 strong here. First and 10, Bombers. Strebler under center, hands it to Augustine, left side, pushes across the 50-yard line for a pickup of 4 or 5 before LeVar Edwards in on the tackle.
Cam Judge is in a middle linebacker position here, and again, poor tackling. You can't dive at shoestrings in this league, and it seems as though every tackler in the Canadian Football League thinks that's the way. He gets 4 when he should have gotten 1.
Yeah, I had to go back and look at the tackling. It's about once every six plays they miss tackles in the CFL. That's down from one every nine and ten in the past couple seasons. It's remarkable how this season has gone. Second and six. Quick screen to Lucky Whitehead. Little hitch, 55. He's close to the first down stick before he is thrown down by Nick Marshall and friends. Looks like Whitehead will have a first down for the Bombers.
Yeah, they got Whitehead. They got Stanley Bryan actually as the lead blocker from his left tackle position getting out into the free space. But it's good pursuit by LeVar Edwards there that prevents Whitehead from getting any more than that little bit that he did get. Either way, it's a first down.
Thank you to Salford Group and Sask Lotteries. First and 10 Bombers from the 53-yard line. Just under 9 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Whitehead, the second receiver to the wide side. Bombers hand it to Augustine, left side. Tackled quickly, Solomon Elamimian, and again, LeVar Edwards with some nice penetration.
Yeah, much better job. LeVar Edwards and Solomon Elamimian get the tackle, but I got to give credit to Cam Judge here. Cam Judge is the outside linebacker on the edge of the line of scrimmage, and he does not let Augustine get outside of him. He compresses and sets an edge, and Augustine has to go and run right to where Judge's teammates were waiting for him.
And Judge had to fight off two-time offensive lineman of the year, Stanley Bryant, so props to him as they hold that to a one-yard, two-yard gain, second and a long eight from the Riders 51. Press coverage from Marshall. Strever looking to the field. It's Peterman at the 45. He's caught and hit immediately. He will be 2 yards short. L.J. McCray with the tackle, yeah. And it'll be third down.
L.J. McCray actually should have hit him earlier. This was a plus-one blitz where the Riders were going to force Strebler to throw the ball early or he was going to get hit. And when they called the snap of the ball, both DBs to the field took a couple steps back. They didn't need to. They could just stay right where they were and charge down because Strebler was either going to throw it or he was going to get sacked. Fortunately, now for the Bombers, it's third and two.
And no field goal attempt. They could try a 53-yarder, but they're not going to do it. Strebler will be under center. Third and two. Strebler will try the right side, flag down. Usually in the area of someone lined up offside. They have enough yardage for the first down. And the Riders hoping to get a penalty in their favor, but almost certainly won't.
LeVar Edwards, it looked like.
Offside on the defensive line of Saskatchewan. That's a 5-yard penalty. First down, Winnipeg.
They're just absolutely killing themselves right now with penalties and poor tackles.
For the moment, at least, they just have to keep the Bombers out of the end zone. 16-10 lead, 7:15 remaining.
That's the positive thing. The Bombers haven't shown the ability to actually cross the goal line with the football.
Apart from the one touchdown, right, which was a special play to Kenny Lawler back in the first quarter. First and 10 Bombers from the Riders 40, right hash mark. Four men on the line of scrimmage, and Cam Judge creeps up as well. Now he points like he's going to come. Seven will come. Strebler across the middle, caught by Mike Miller of all people and tackled by Derek Moncrief, but Miller turns that one into a pickup of almost nine. He's almost got the first down.
Yeah, Mike Miller just runs a little slant from the tight end position here right over the top, and Moncrief slow to react.
Tempo, they'll get right under center, and Strebler will sneak in. He's still alive. Strebler running 20, 15, break another tackle, and spun down by Purifoy. The quick quarterback sneak, they turn it into a pickup of 18 yards.
Jason Shivers, an 18-yard sneak? An 18-yard sneak? Really?
I know, right? And that comes back again to a coaching moment where we get one guy out of a gap, right? And, you know, this is what they try to do when they bring all these people in together is hope that one guy gets out of his gap. And that creates just a little bit of a seam, and it's just like water flowing through that seam. And it trickles and turns into a river. So, yeah, that was one of the definitely, you know, frustrating moments.
This is just guys out of their gaps. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders aren't aligned properly here. So out of the three things that I usually talk about, alignment, assignment, and execution, the Riders are really lacking in all three of those in this fourth quarter.
I thought we'd see a missed tackle on that play, but we didn't, right? It was just a void.
Poor alignment.
Yeah, and Stanley Bryant got up on Solomon Elamimian, first and 10 from the 13. Jet sweep, it's Lucky Whitehead. He's got blockers in front, turns in 10, 5. Whitehead diving. He fumbled on the goal line. Is he down short? They're going to mark him down just short of the goal line. so close to a disasterific turn for the Riders. It looks like Whitehead will have the first down inside. They'll mark it exactly at the 1 yard line, and they're right up on the ball again.
And there's no sense of urgency from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Guys are walking. The Blue Bombers have been lined up for about 5 seconds.
They get to go ahead. Strebler with the sneak. He didn't get much.
Didn't get it.
Yeah, he's going to be held short. It'll be second and goal from the one. 5:15 on the clock. Can the Riders hold again? They're going to have to hold two more times as the jumbo team will come on.
Well, Lapalisse is an offensive coordinator as well, DT, that's known to sneak their offensive lineman at the tight end position out into the flats or over the top to throw the ball to. Let's see what they do here.
LJ McCray off, Mac Henry on for some extra bulk. The Bombers bring in extra bulk with rookie Tui Eli in. The backup center will come on. Rider Nation, let's make a play. Second and goal from the one. 6-point game. Strebler sneaks it, pushes, pushing. What will they do? Riders say no. Nothing from the officials yet. And they'll signal
Nope.
They'll signal third down. Pardon me, just one arm came in the air. Can the Riders hold again? No chance of a field goal, anything else. You got to score from the one if you're the Bombers, and you got to hold if you're the Riders. Third and goal from the one. Can they stop them three straight times? Officials making sure everybody is legal. No penalties.
Watch the edges.
These fans want Strebler trying the right edge flag down. Strebler's into the end zone for the score. The flag is down. And the Bombers, for the moment, have tied it.
I'm saying, watch the edges. The Riders compress themselves into the middle.
Offside, Saskatchewan number 95.
LeVar Edwards.
The penalties declined. Result of the play is a touchdown.
That's three offside penalties on LeVar Edwards this game.
Yeah.
That's 15 yards worth of penalties.
And that's the place where we see it, right, on those very short yardage plays.
So, see the hand over the line on the line? Yeah.
Just,
and the problem was
alignment.
Execution.
16-16 is the score. Justin Medlock for the convert. I don't need to remind you, Medlock perfect on his converts this season to give the Bombers a one-point lead. There, go ahead. I'm just saying, I'll keep mine for a second later.
No. What I was going to say is in this next possession here, one of the things that Richie Hall is probably going to do is he's probably going to give up the middle. They can take away the run and definitely take away the big play deep ball.
Medlock for the convert. And the Riders now trail 17-16 with 3:29 remaining. Oh boy, it is going to be a ride down the stretch. We're going to break for Bear Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, and Young's Equipment. Riders in a one-point hole, but the offense coming back on the field when we return on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. .29 remains here in the Labor Day Classic. The Riders in a one-point hole, 17-16. The Bombers with an 11-play, 63-yard drive that ate 6 minutes and 50 seconds off the clock. Luke, time for the offense to go to work.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we haven't seen much work put in by the offense. They've been struggling against this defense, and Richie Hall loves these situations. Yeah, I remember being a part of his defense for many years, and a lot of the situations we worked on was us being up by two or three and needing a stop. So Hall, he's been known to give up a few yards. Unfortunately for him right now, he can't use that bend but don't break mentality because they're only up one.
Well, and the Riders only need about the 50-yard line of the Bombers to be in Brett Lowther field goal range. Booming kickoff from Medlock. Purefoy has to go back into his own end zone. One-point game. He can give up the single without any real damage. He's going to run around and see if he can find something. He will give up the single. And it will be 18-16. The Bombers with the lead. No problem there because a field goal still wins the game for Brett Lowther and the Riders.
Well, there's plenty of time on the clock, too. 3:18. Again, we talk a lot about this game being a 57-plus-3 deal. 57 minutes of the game, and then this three-minute mini-micro game that involves so many different situations and unique plays that this game is far from being decided.
Yeah, different clock rules, right? Only so many timeouts you can use. The clock stoppage gives you a little over twice as many plays as you would have in a regular minute. It's about to get very, very interesting. And could it come down to Brett Lowther?
Saskatchewan number 35. That penalty will put the ball at the 5-yard line.
And that's a nightmare. The single point comes off the board, and that is an absolute nightmare.
Craig, with the penalty, you guys are in a real hole now.
Well, there's no way we should have started there. I remember they kicked off, and Luchez Purifoy. That's just an example, and he's a good guy, and he's smart, good football player. That's just a guy getting a little bit lost in the game, not being aware of the situation, and maybe trying to do too much. He felt bad about that. He knows he should have let the ball go through the back of the end zone, or even literally just taking a knee and giving up a single point. We were down one. Doesn't matter if we're down two.
The Riders are down one with the ball on their own 5-yard line.
Craig, you're starting at your own 5. Are you thinking about winning the game or getting them out of automatic field goal range?
My thoughts when we're starting at our own 5 is just like you said. Well, let's try to get a couple of first downs and not give them an easy field goal, because now all of a sudden it makes it a 4-point game. And that's basically where my mindset was.
Cody, what does 105 yards look like from field level? That's a long way.
That's a great point. I just remember jogging out and looking down the field, and in my head I'm like, whew, that's a long way. But the nice thing was knowing that we didn't have to go the whole way. We just had to get in field goal range to win this game. And just made it a little extra special knowing my dad was there. And so I just wanted to make Pops proud watching my first game.
Brett Lowther, on that day, what yard line do you think you needed?
There wasn't a lot of wind that day, and it was a day game, so it was pretty warm. The ball usage was a lot better in the day compared to at night. Yeah, I kind of just knew if they got anything in the low 50s for the yard line, like kicking like a 58, 59, I could give it a shot.
Four receivers to the short side. They'll motion two of them to the wide side. Bombers showing four. Fajardo, a little quick out to Kyron Moore at the 8. Turns it upfield, 10. Oh, almost broke away from a tackle. He's across the 10 to across the 11, so a pickup of 6 for 2nd and 4.
Double out route. Good first play there, knowing that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, despite being man, are playing off. They're not a big press team, so you were going to get a little bit of space once you did get the ball in the hands of one of your receivers. Kyron Moore works it. It's still about 2nd and 4.
A little breathing room, but they're going to need much more. The 3-minute warning is for Brett Young. Realize your yield potential with high-performing canola hybrids in the TrueFlex, Roundup Ready, and Clearfield systems from Brett Young. 17-16, Bombers lead your Riders. 2:59 remaining on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network. .2:59 remaining at Mosaic Stadium. The Riders down one to the Bombers. 2nd and 3 from their own 12. And Luke, I don't even know if I can stomach checking the 50-50 to see if we won all the money, because this game has been tremendous. Update from the CKRM newsroom. We did not win $235,000. Saskatchewan's offense in the second half, Luke, has
putrid,
evaporated. 58 yards passing, 11 yards running. William Powell, 4 carries for 20 yards. What do they got on 2nd and 3 against a 5-man pressure? Quick to Manny Arsenault at the 15. That's good for a first down. He was across the 15, across the Marks Labor Day weekend paint job.
Yeah.
I mean, first down for the Riders. That is good news.
I remember when you asked me at the beginning of the game how the Riders approached them offensively, and I said they'll look for the dink and dunk. Well, that's what they've done these first couple plays here to move the sticks.
And it's what the Bombers want, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to get beat. They don't want this 4 receivers wide, 1 to the short side, and Shaq Evans takes them for 80 yards. 3-by-2 formation. Fajardo and Powell in the backfield. Straight drop, looking to the short side. Now across the middle, Fajardo's going to scramble. 15, Willie's in pursuit. 20, Willie got him from behind. at about the 24-yard line, a scramble of seven for Fajardo.
Fantastic effort by Willie Jefferson. We talk about the fact that he can make a number of defensive plays. You can talk about his athleticism. Here he uses his length, but more importantly, it's all heart. That's chasing down a quarterback that had him leveraged for a first down. It's now second and three.
Four receivers to the wide side. It will be Shaq alone to the boundary. Rose pressing and backs off. It's Powell up the middle. He's got the first down, 35, 40. Powell stumbles across the 35, pardon me. Not quite to the 40, but good for a Riders first down.
And right when you highlight Willie Jefferson, you also highlight him when he does bad. Here, he's the end man on the line of scrimmage to the Riders' left, and he doesn't take on the block of Manny Arsenault, and because of that, it allows Powell to sneak through the hole and up for a first down.
15-yard gain, first and 10, just under 2 minutes remaining. Riders at their own 39. Ball in the middle of the field. Jefferson to the right, though, blitz with Big Hill. And a second. Gunn it to Naaman at midfield. Caught. Complete. First down. Got in front of Marcus Sales, and the Riders move on.
Craig, this drive is going pretty well. What are you thinking now?
As soon as we crossed midfield, the mindset changed from let's not give them an easy field goal to now let's go ahead and end the game with the ball in our hands, kicking a field goal with zeros on the clock.
55-yard line just outside of Lowther's field goal range. He's hit from 57 this year. Bombers put seven on the line of scrimmage. They'll bring them all. Fajardo quick out and tackled immediately is Arsenault. Beautifully done by Chandler Fenner, and they're saying it'll be a pickup of one.
And Chandler Fenner understands the blitz so well. If you look on the replay, he doesn't move. He knows that the only option Saskatchewan's going to have because of this plus one blitz is a quick throw. And he just stands there, and as soon as Manny Arsenault declares to the flat, he goes and attacks him. He knows that he's not going to get beat by fake because they don't have time to do it.
Second and nine. Riders need to find 4 yards here to get into reasonable Lowther field goal range. What do they have? Three receivers wide. All-out blitz coming. Fajardo quickly guns it to Shaq at the 50. Caught, and Shaq across the 45. And a Riders first down. 1:11 on the clock. Riders in field goal range, down one.
I think that was like one of my biggest plays all year. It was a simple play, but it was a big play because it was that me and Cody had to be on the same page because they brought a sting blitz and I was just sting hot. In especially situations like that, sometimes your mind goes different ways because it's a pressure situation, so you might lose focus on a fine detail like that, but we were both able to concentrate and remember that on this blitz, on this play, we connect, like you come to me. And he came to me because he was expecting it and I was expecting it, and it ended up saving that drive.
Again, press coverage, Winston Rose, Shaq Evans, but what they do is they run a receiver seam route right in front of Shaq doing the slant, and he runs a more of a rub route. First down.
At the Winnipeg 42, could it come down to the kicker? 103, 102 on the clock. Fajardo taking his sweet time now. He knows where they're at, and he knows what's on the line. They'll hand it off. Powell hitting the backfield, stumbles forward. The story of his life, hitting the backfield, turns it into a pickup of three.
Well, really, it's a fantastic move. Drake Nevis sheds Dakota Shepley with a beautiful swim move, and he's in the backfield, and Powell just does a great job of avoiding him and then running through a tackle. That's 3 yards when he shouldn't have gotten any.
And a timeout taken by the Bombers. No surprise there. Brett Lowther warming on the sidelines, grabbed himself some water. No stranger to game-winning field goals. Could very well get called on here to win the Labor Day Classic.
It's second and eight. This is going to be so interesting to see what Stephen McAdoo wants to do in this situation, knowing where they are and what's at stake.
If you throw incomplete, the clock stops. If you run it and don't get it, you run at least 20 more seconds off. They will hand it off to Powell. Powell behind. Albert Awachi's block breaks it, and he's got the first down. William Powell, maximum swerve on that one. And a first down, Riders.
What's the feeling when you're able to tear off 10-plus yard runs at such an important time of the game?
It kind of just a feeling of you're in the zone. It's a feeling of everything is clicking from the quarterback to the O-line to the receivers, and that the offense as a unit is unstoppable, and you just feel like everything's clicking so well, you want to just continue to get the ball and show the defense that they can't do anything about it.
Honestly, 11 yards, fantastic vision, great footwork, and this is all him. You got to give Powell all the credit here.
Oh, Awachi held that block, though, dude.
Great job by Albert Awachi, the fullback, but, and Powell just being so patient behind his blockers.
He is unbelievable. We just said a minute ago, 4 for 20, no impact in the run game, two critical runs on this drive, 33, 32, 31, 30 on the game clock. At the 29-yard line. Just got to hold on to the ball. It'll be Powell. Bounce outside. Cuts up 30, 25, 20. Made a man miss. Down inside to the 18-yard line or so. 16 seconds on the clock. Getting so much closer. Make it so much easier for Lowther.
When Jeremy O'Day went and got William Powell in the offseason, everybody was really excited, but they actually didn't know why they were excited. Well, ladies and gentlemen, William Powell.
He will not lead the league in rushing this year, but it doesn't matter because he's helped close this game out should Brett Lowther make this field goal. Lowther is on the field now, I should mention, with 16 on the clock.
They're going to let this bleed down. They got 20 seconds left on the clock. They're going to let it bleed all the way down. Winnipeg's not going to get a chance to do anything after this play.
Craig, 26-yarder for the win. In that situation, are you ultimate confidence or knock-kneed nervous?
I was pretty darn confident there. I mean, I felt like that was maybe the drive of the year for our team. We started our own five, and we just methodically moved it down the field. I was super proud of the guys on both the offense and the field goal team, making sure we used the clock the way we did.
Brett Lowther.
I feel like, not to be cliche, like kind of have that like Mamba mentality, that end of games, like that's what I'm here to do, is to go out and everyone trusts me to go make that kick for the guys and for the team, for the staff, for Rider Nation and stuff, and that's all I was going out there to do.
This will be the last play of the game. Brett Lowther, left hash mark, 26-yard line to win the Labor Day Classic. It's up. And you know what happened. Riders win!
That's
Brett
fantastic.
Lowther. 19-17 the final, and Lowther's leading the charge to Pill Country.
It was so funny how that worked out. 4 days before that game, me and John were just out early before practice started. We're usually the first ones on the field, and I'm just joking around with him, and I said, I've never kicked a game winner. Like, I've never even had an opportunity in university, high school, or nothing. And I said, if we ever do, and we're both here, we should just run to Pill Country and crush some beers. Like, it'd be hilarious. And we both laughed and said whatever. It's so funny how just life works. And then 4 days later, you have your first opportunity to do that on such a big stage. And like I said, there was like 3 minutes left, and said, we're going to win this, and it's Pill Country time. And then as soon as I kicked that and turned, I just seen his face, and he was already going. And then I was off and running too. It was probably one of the best or most fun moments of my life, just being in front of that crowd in such a big game.
I don't know if you've looked back at the tape, but what do you think about your performance in Pill Country? The leap, the wading through fans, anything you would change about your performance there next time?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd fully go up in the mayhem again. It was just kind of spur of the moment when I got in there. I was like, holy, this is crazy. And then the whole beer incident and everything else, I don't know if I want to do that again. But just the fans are such a big part there in Regina. I just wanted to go spend it with them.
As a special teams coach, if you would, evaluate Brett Lowther's performance in Pill Country.
You know, I can't evaluate his beer drinking, but his kick before he started chugging beers in Pill Country was really good. That was a fun game. That was a thrill. Maybe one of my biggest thrills as a coach last year was winning that game on that last kick.
What a finish.
Oh,
I can't wait for the Banjo Bowl.
Unbelievable. All the Riders ran to Pill Country. Some went up with the fans. Some just took high fives. But everybody at Mosaic Stadium is celebrating a 19-17 Brett Lowther walk-off victory in a classic Labor Day Classic. Six straight wins. One game back of first place are the Riders, and they have given us a ton to celebrate and talk about in the post-game show when we return on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.